Welcome, friends. You're listening to the Swears and Does Hair podcast for bridal hairstylists and makeup artists looking to take their business to new levels. Here we tackle topics such as mindset, finances, balancing business with motherhood, and healthy strategies to keep your body and mind supporting your business rather than holding it back. I'm your host, Sue Minsky, business coach for bridal hairstylists and creator of the Next Level Bridal Business Program. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait to dig into today's topic, so let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Swears and Does Hair podcast. I'm your host, Sue Minsky. Today's episode is going to be talking about money. So I coach a lot of hairstylists and makeup artists when it comes to money. I have several different mini trainings surrounding this topic, and it's one of the first things that we dive into whenever I do a one-on-one coaching call. It's kind of part of your homework to prep to get your information, not just your booking rates, and it's not about how many weddings you are booking necessarily. It is about your profitability. Are you making enough money per wedding? So I have a couple of different resources that if you're interested after listening to today's episode, you might want to go ahead and check out. I'm going to leave some links below this YouTube video if you're watching on YouTube, or in the show notes if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify and you're getting this in podcast form, okay? So the two different resources that I have is a masterclass called Money Management and Wealth Planning inside of my monthly membership called Masterclass Magic. It's $27 a month. There's a new masterclass that ranges somewhere between 35 to 65 minutes each month. And the topic that I did for the month of August was called Money Management and Wealth Planning. And so it breaks down a broad overview of how I recommend managing the income and outflow of money in your bridal business to make sure that you can sustain yourself long term, and then a little bit about how to take your profits and how to take the year-end bonuses that I teach you how to get and put that into making that money work for you, investing it, helping that money make you more money, okay? So there's that option. And then I also have a full mini course. So it's about 6 to 8 videos. I don't remember off the top of my head right now, but each one breaks down a lot more in depth. And those are between 35 to 60 minutes each. And it is a specific part of the equation about your profitability, about the different bank accounts that I recommend, how to set up those bank accounts, the types of money that should be going into those accounts, percentages, et cetera, et cetera. Both of those options also come with a little online calculator that you can use to figure out, can you pay yourself a year-end bonus? And that is what I kind of want to bring up the concept of for you in today's episode. It's not just about managing your money, but are you able to manage your money in a way that you can actually give yourself a year-end bonus? So, you know how in the corporate world, you go to work every day, you do your job really well, and at the end of the year, you have some type of performance review, and you can get a year-end bonus based on how good you did throughout the year, how productive you were, how much money you made for the business. Most corporate positions have these types of perks, okay? Just because we are self-employed and just because we are running our own businesses doesn't mean that we can't have that option as well. And so it's really actually much more simple than you think to give yourself a year-end bonus, but it takes some strategic planning and it takes some self-control throughout the year. And that is essentially the underlying point of my mini course and my masterclass, is to teach you these in-depth strategies on how to do that and how to set yourself up for that. But I wanted to give you some tips in today's podcast episode about how you can think about setting yourself up for that as well. So tip number one is you're always going to be in feast or famine mode, and you're never going to be able to scale if you can't manage your cash flow. So it's really important, the most important step of being able to have this money to give yourself a year-end bonus or to pay yourself paid vacation time, or to cover yourself if you get sick and you have to replace yourself on a job. There's so many different reasons why you would want to be able to have this extra cash just sitting there in your business. You're never going to be able to get to that if you're living in feast or famine mode. If you can't manage your income and your output of the money that you have in your business. So you really need to be able to understand how that money is flowing, or else you're never going to be able to get out of feast or famine. You're just going to have money coming in when it's coming in and you're using it up. And then when money's not coming in, you're freaking out. Okay, that's what that whole feast or famine thing. It wreaks havoc on your health. It wreaks havoc on your mental health. It can wreak havoc on your relationships and the long-term sustainability of your business. If you're in feast or famine mode, you are never going to be able to scale back from the amount of weddings that you do. It's not about how many times you raise your prices. If you can't manage your cash flow, it doesn't matter how much you make. All right. You could be doing $200,000 a year in income, but if you can't manage your cash flow properly, you're never going to be able to maintain your lifestyle and maintain your business unless you're working at that volume. You're never going to be able to step back. You're never going to be able to take time off. You're never going to be able to spend more time with your family, start a family, get married, take vacations, all of these things, because you set yourself up to rely on this really heavy cash flow, and the cash flow is really going to depend on how much, how often, and how hard you work. So we want to work smarter, not harder. I'm sure you've heard those terms before, but sometimes when it comes to, well, how do we really put this into reality? How do we really put this into play? It can get a little bit tricky, and managing your cash flow is the very first step. So what do I mean when I say manage your cash flow? What am I talking about? Am I talking about creating a budget? Am I talking about cutting back on expenses? Managing your cash flow comes with a couple of different layers to it, but the very first thing is making sure that your business is set up to run like a business. And that means having a separate bank account for your business and a separate bank account for your personal expenses. Okay? You want to make sure that those two are very separate. Not only for the legality of things and when it comes time to doing your taxes and stuff like that, but it helps you to be able to separate where the money is flowing and how it's being allocated between your personal expenses and what you need to live your life and your business expenses. The money that you need to be able to maintain your business and the money that you need to be able to grow your business. One of the first things that people say when they're talking to me about my courses or they're talking to me about one-on-one coaching is, I'm going to have to check with my partner and see if we can afford that. Or let me check with my finances. Let me see if I can afford to invest to grow my business right now. If you have proper delegation in your accounts on, this is what I'm paying myself, and this is what I'm using this money for in terms of like my personal bills. Like, this goes towards my mortgage and my car payments and my Starbucks and my home goods shopping and whatever. In your personal business, you're never using your personal funds in order to invest in your growth of your business. You're not buying education. You're not buying a new hair class or a makeup class or coaching or templates or anything else that helps you to run your business more effectively and makes you more money in the long run. If you're trying to do that from your personal, that money needs to run your personal life. You need to have a separate account where you can say, this is the amount of money that I have right now to fund the growth of my business. So you need to have that where the money is set aside and when you look at that balance on that account, you know that every single penny in there is just for maintaining and growing your business. All right. If you're trying to mesh the two, every time you go to Starbucks, you're potentially taking money out of the growth of your business. Okay. So you really need to separate those both mentally and physically. It's a lot easier to separate it mentally if they are separated physically. And also for legality, when it comes time to file your taxes and things like that, having a separate business account, there's no question where those funds came from or where they went. The income and output is so much easier to track that way. So step number one is to understand that you need to have separate bank accounts, separate out your business finances so that that money can be used to grow your business, not just fund your life, but grow your business. Why are you self-employed? Why are you working for yourself? You could very easily just go work for somebody else and collect a paycheck if all you're worried about is funding your personal life. Collect a paycheck, deposit in your bank account, and spend it how you want. You're a small business owner, okay? Your long-term business health depends on how well you can maintain your cash flow. Do you have the money to fund your growth, or are you going to remain stagnant? Are you going to remain in feast or famine? Are you ever going to be able to retire? Eventually, at some point, you're not going to want to do this anymore. People don't want to think about that down the road, but it's going to happen, and it may happen faster than you expect. And unless you are in your early 60s and ready to actually retire, and you've actually put enough money away into a retirement account, or you have a really responsible partner or spouse who has been putting that money away for you and having a retirement account, being self-employed, you're not paying Social Security taxes. You're not going to be collecting a Social Security check. You need to have some type of retirement plan, some type of retirement account. Okay, so unless you've been doing that and you've had somebody else doing that for you, or you're with somebody who is wealthy enough to support you for the rest of your life after your 60s, or if you want to stop doing weddings or working in your 50s, whatever it is, something is going to have to fund you later on. You can't physically be out there always doing hair and makeup for weddings. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to transition your career somehow. Every time you want to transition your career and you want to pivot and start something new, guess what? You need money for that. All right. If you want to become an online educator, guess what? That shit ain't free. Okay. Yes, there are some free or low-cost options, but it does require an investment of some kind. It requires an investment of some type of technology. All right. You're going to have to pay at some point. You're going to have to pay, an accountant, and you're going to have to pay a lawyer. You want to get things set up for you legally. All right. You're going to have to pay other people to do some of the tech work for you if you can. There's way more tech involved in running an online education company than you would expect. You have to have some way to deliver your courses and your trainings, okay? So every time you want to grow your business or pivot your business in a new direction, you're going to need money for that. And unless you've been setting it aside specifically for the growth of your business, you're going to wonder, how am I going to do this? All right? So it's really important to understand, have separate bank accounts. This is what grows my business. This is what funds my expansion, my growth. This is how you scale a business. This is how you grow a team. There are a lot of costs associated with having a team. It's not just you collect the money in and you give them a portion of it, all right? You have other expenses that are associated with that. So no matter how you want to transition and grow your business, you need a business bank account to fund it. All right, so tip number two, and this comes with like the umbrella of a budget and maintaining control over the output of your money, is pay yourself a salary. This is the first step beyond getting separate bank accounts that helps you get out of feast or famine mode. You need to pay yourself a set salary. That way, your income is not dependent on how often you are working. Your income is dependent on maintaining certain account balances within your business. All right. So there are going to be times when you have months of excess. That's that feast mode. Okay. You're going to have months of feast or famine, but your income and how much you pay yourself and how you run your business and support the growth of your business, that's not going to run on feast or famine. You're going to manage that output much more effectively. Pay yourself a salary. You know exactly how much you're going to pay yourself each month. You can know how much to have into a savings account so that you can continually pay yourself. And if you have a month where it's a little bit more famine and your income dips a little bit, you have money set aside for a payroll, or you've set your salary low enough that you can pay yourself and survive and have a bunch of excess left over to maintain and run the business. And then whatever is left over at the end of the year, that's what you pay yourself with as a bonus. So setting yourself a salary helps you to have a baseline of how much you need to make each month. It helps you make better business decisions. It helps you decide how much work you want to take on so that you are not approaching burnout. It helps you build up an emergency fund within your business. It helps you to manage your expenses. All right. If you have a set amount that you're paying yourself each month and you know that your income is going to dip during the month of July or August because there's not as many weddings, guess what? You're not going to go on a shopping spree in July or August. All right. You're going to manage the output of your money based on, well, this is what I have to pay myself. Okay. And you're also going to make better decisions about the things that you spend your money on. Okay. You're not just going to go out there and suddenly decide, all right, you know what? This is this brand new curling iron that this person online was talking about. I'm going to go out there and expect that suddenly my hairstylists are going to look much better. Or Sephora is having this big sale. I'm going to go blow $300 or $400 because I just took in a really nice contract. I just got a nice contract. I got a great retainer. I'm going to go and I'm going to blow that money on things for my kit. And I'm going to tell myself, well, it's a business expense. It's a business write-off, whatever. You're going to make better buying decisions about how you manage your finances when you have a set amount that has to go out every single month. There's a threshold. All right. So it helps you to get out of feast or famine. It maintains your income. And then also at home, if you're paying yourself a set salary, you know what your paycheck is going to be like every week, every other week, once a month. If you decide to pay yourself once a month, you can make better decisions in your personal finances and you can allocate certain amounts towards things like debt reduction. You can know whether or not you can afford a vacation or a nicer car, those kinds of things. Also, paying yourself a salary you're going to be able to have on paper. Here is my regular payments that I've made. So that if, you know, God forbid you have to close down your business for a while, like we all did during COVID, you have on paper how much you're making. Okay, so you can potentially get unemployment or you can get grants or loans or things like that. And you have the paperwork saying, hey, here's my regularly recurring payments that I pay myself as a salary. And you've set yourself up to have enough to cover those emergencies. So it's really important to make sure that you are managing how you are putting the money back out there when it comes to making purchasing decisions and making sure that your personal life is always well-funded, even in times of famine when your business is not making as much money. So as you can see, when you are managing your income and your output and you're separating your finances, you are making better buying decisions about how you're investing your money for the growth of your business, you're paying yourself a consistent salary, you have so much more control over the money that's sitting around in your bank account. So what ends up happening is by the end of the year, you know exactly how much money is coming in because you have all of these contracts. So you know what the balances are going to be. All right. You are able to maintain a consistent output with your salary. You know exactly how much you're going to pay yourself. Some months you're going to pay yourself and you have extra money sitting there. And some months you are going to have less money coming in. But instead of having to dip into an emergency fund that you have set aside, you're just maybe not going to purchase as much that month. This may be kind of how you're already running your business, but if you structure your bank accounts the way that I kind of educate inside of my masterclass or inside of my mini course, what really happens is you start to build up a lot more money because we're going to take all of the money that comes in and we're going to segment it out. And you're basically going to put together like this little emergency fund or what I call the profit account. And how that ends up benefiting you is by paying yourself a set salary and not paying yourself per wedding worked or per services and just paying yourself like more in some months and less in other months to maintain things. You're setting aside all this extra money each month and you're putting it into the profit account. And at the end of the year, you can use that in multiple different ways to grow your business. Okay, so the most common one that I educate people to do is to just give yourself a nice year-end bonus. You take what's left over in that little profit account and you write yourself a check for it. And it's a really nice way of being like the whole year you managed your finances really well. You know, you made smart business decisions and here's the bonus for you at the end of the year. Like I started off the beginning of the episode with, in the corporate world, you know, you go to work every day, you do your job really well, you know, you get your performance review and then you get a year-end bonus. You can do the exact same thing for yourself. If every single month you're managing your cash input and outflow properly, you're making smart buying decisions, all of that hard work goes to pay yourself a year-end bonus. And actually inside both the masterclass and the mini course, I teach you how to make sure that you can pay that and have the money to pay the taxes on it as well. So we break apart all of those kinds of things. So it's not just like you give yourself this big, huge chunk of money at the end of the year, and then the tax bill comes around in April and you're fucked. So, I teach you how to kind of like manage all that kind of stuff, how much to set aside for taxes, how much to set aside for, you know, salary and expenses and all of these other things. But I also teach you how to build up this profit account, and that works like your year-end bonus. And then actually, if you follow the advice, I teach you how to structure setting aside not only money for a year-end bonus, but also for a tax refund. Yes, you're going to have to pay your taxes, but I teach you how to structure it so that you also get a refund, even if you have to cut a check to the government, because as small business owners, we have to pay our own taxes, things like that. I teach you how to make sure that you actually get a refund as well. So just like your corporate friends are getting a year-end bonus or they're getting a tax refund because they've overpaid in their taxes through their paychecks throughout the year, you can have those things too if you're structuring your bank accounts properly and you're managing your cash flow properly as well. So I'd love to see you inside of the masterclass or inside of money management for bridal artists, because the money side of things is something that we don't hear talked about very often, other than look at how much money I make in this career field, look how successful you can be, and it's really like woo-woo and inspirational and whatnot. But I don't hear a lot of people in our industry talking about like the real nitty gritty, like here's how to make this profit, here's how to grow, here's how to raise your prices and level up your marketing so that you're matching these, and then here's how to manage that cash flow so that you can grow sustainably, that you can create an investment account for yourself so that you can make sure that you're paying your taxes, you're giving yourself a year in bonus, you're being able to take vacation time. All of these other kinds of things that just kind of seem to happen for other people in other industries because they're just getting a paycheck. When you are in business for yourself, all of that responsibility is on you, and you really need to understand, well, this is how I make this work, and you're not left at the end of the year being like, okay, Well, now it's slow time and I have to really hope that I've done a really good job, prepping for engagement season, and I get a lot of inquiries and that those people book really quickly so I can get retainers and I can afford to pay my bills during the off season. Okay. Or if you have multiple off seasons, a lot of people will have a second off season in July and August where it's super hot for a lot of the year. Okay. So it's either super hot or super cold or just not very common for people to get married during certain times of the year. So again, we're talking about that feast and that famine. It's really important to understand, all right, I need to manage these types of things. And it's not just about how much money you make. It's how you manage that income, because you can take two different businesses with very, very different income levels, and one can be super profitable and super healthy and very sustainable at that level, and others are just going to burn out and like they're going to crash and burn. They're not going to be able to maintain that, and they're not going to be able to still live the same lifestyle. They're going to have to get a second job, or, you know, they're going to have problems with paying taxes. They're not going to have a retirement account, all those kinds of things. So it's not about how much money you make. It's about how effectively you manage it and how you spend it. Are you making smart buying decisions? Are you putting the money aside for taxes? Are you putting the money aside for retirement? Are you, making sure that you're not buying things that you don't actually need? When you invest for your business, are you making an investment that grows your business? Is this going to be an asset or is this going to be a liability? Okay, money and numbers is not really fun. Most people don't love the accounting side of things. They just want to focus on the beauty and the fun and how Instagram famous I can get or TikTok famous I can get and how much money can I make and how popular can I get and how booked am I. Those are the markers of success, and those are the markers of the health of their business. When it comes down to it, the health of a business really comes down to the money, okay? How much money do you have? Can you sustain this? Can your business continue to run itself? How much of your time is tied to your income? Do you have opportunities to be able to scale back without taking a huge income dip? All right. So those are all the types of topics, and those are the types of things that I like to really get in there and educate about and talk about, because I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. I don't hear much beyond the, you know, don't let anybody tell you that our industry is small, that the beauty industry is projected to grow blah, 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 and to make thousands of dollars this and whatever. And, you know, you can hit these income goals. That's great. That's great. That's very aspirational. Everybody wants to be able to say, you know, I'm a six-figure hairstylist, a six-figure makeup artist, multiple six-figure, you know, team owner or whatever. But if at the end of the day, you're struggling to pay your tax bill, or, you know, your business runs solely on you and you have nothing put aside, and suddenly, you know, your body gives out, you know, your back hurts, your hip hurts, your knees hurt, you have carpal tunnel syndrome, you're just fucking tired, you know, life is pulling you in another direction. Do you have to make a complete 180 in your career? Do you need to go start working for somebody else? Or can you still run your business with less of you physically doing services? Have you set yourself up for that properly? So if you have questions about maintaining and managing and growing the money side of things, I would love to continue the conversation. Send me a DM on Instagram at beautybizcollective. I would love to chat with you and know, what is it that you are struggling with? What are your questions when it comes to finances and how to structure things? And like I said, you know, I have these two additional trainings that are already together there for you. The masterclass from August of 2023, and then the full mini course, Money Management for Bridal Artists. Both of them you can do very quickly. One is just, you know, I think it's like a 60-minute masterclass or 65 minutes or something like that. The other one is a series of videos, but again, very bingeable. It's a mini course. It's not like Next Level Bridal Business where, you know, it's meant to be a multi-month process of transforming and growing your business and scaling and all that kind of stuff. It's really just very tightly focused, and you just implement those little steps and you can start managing your finances much faster and much more effectively. So I would love to see you inside those so I can help you to not only grow your business, but also maintain it and be super, super fucking profitable, because that is my dream for this industry. I want to see everybody not just booking a lot of weddings, but making a lot of fucking money and growing the freedom that being a small business owner has for you. It is a potential. It is an opportunity that all of us have, but not everybody fully harnesses. Everybody is so focused on the hustle mode and the numbers and the making of the money when they should really devote a little bit more time to the management of that money. So I am on a mission right now in 2023 and going into 2024. I really want to see more people in our industry being more profitable and keeping a lot more of that money. And I'd love to teach you how to do that. So thank you so much for watching on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you really enjoyed today's episode, I would love to know about it. So send me a DM, let me know. Thumbs up the video, share it and recommend it to somebody. Follow me on YouTube, follow me on Spotify and Apple, leave me a rating, whatever. Your feedback means the world to me. It helps me grow this platform to continue to educate and help to elevate our industry. So it takes just a few seconds of your time. It's totally free and it helps to grow everybody's business in our industry. So thank you so much, and I will see you back next week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you feel empowered, knowledgeable, and capable of handling anything that your business throws your way. Don't forget to subscribe to get access to new episodes as they are released each week on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Love today's episode? Let me know. Leave me a review and tell me what your biggest takeaway was from the conversation. Have a request for a future topic or someone you'd like to hear me interview? Find me on Instagram at beautybizcollective and drop me a DM. And if you're hungry for more actionable content to help you grow your bridal business, go to www.swearsanddoeshair.com/bookmorebrides to sign up for my free on-demand training and learn how to book better quality brides faster, easier, and with less stress.